Well, have you heard what's going on in Hawaii?
No.
The Mauna Loa volcano there is erupting.
Oh, right now?
For the first time in 38 years.
Wow.
Yeah, right now. I think it started on Sunday.
Do we need to send help, like rescue boats, or what do we do?
I don't believe so.
Is there a telethon? Do we write checks? What do we do?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, tell us more about it.
Mauna Loa is one of five volcanoes that form the island of Hawaii.
Oh.
It is the largest active volcano on the planet, covering a land area of over 2,000 square miles and spanning a maximum width of 75 miles. It makes up more than half of the surface area of the island of Hawaii. Mauna Loa rises just over 30,000 feet from base to summit, and that's greater than the elevation of Mount Everest from sea level to its summit.
Jeez.
So it's pretty big.
It's a big one,
big volcano.
Yeah.
So Mauna Loa has probably been erupting for at least 700,000 years and may have emerged above sea level about 400,000 years ago.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Molten rock inside the Earth's core, which is called magma, is forced to the surface by seismic shifting deep inside the Earth. The volcano continually grows by spewing this magma out of various cracks in the surface as hot lava that eventually cools when it reaches the sea. The lava hardens and slowly increases the size of the volcano and the island by gradually creating new land. That's why it's so big.
They are really taking the game, the floor is lava, to new levels.
Right.
It really is lava.
An active volcano, you might think that would be an inhospitable place for life to flourish, right?
Sounds awful, yeah.
But that's not the case on Mauna Loa. There are as many vegetation zones on this volcano as there are on the entirety of the island of Hawaii.
Oh, all right.
Below 1,000 feet, the land is characterized by lowland shrubs. Between 2,500 feet and 10,000 feet, there are a variety of different forest types. And above 10,000 feet, the mountain becomes an alpine stone desert.
Wow.
Yeah.
I kind of want a volcano around here now.
And there's an array of birds that rely on the volcano's various vegetation zones as part of their life cycle.
Well, you love the birds. You have the bird app on your phone and everything. Yeah.
So Mauna Loa has erupted 33 times since 1843, averaging once every 5 years. Over a longer period of time, the past 3,000 years, it's estimated to have erupted once every 6 years.
Jeez.
From 1985 until this year, the volcano had its longest period of quiet in recorded history. Yeah.
How
so
long?
38 years is the longest it's been.
Oh,
it's ever been.
Wow.
Without an eruption.
They probably thought it was broken.
Maybe. So magma had been accumulating beneath Mauna Loa since the 1984 eruption, and the U.S. Geological Survey in February of 2021 reported that although an eruption did not appear to be imminent, the volcano had shown elevated signs of unrest since 2019.
Me too.
Yes. So the quiet period ended around 11:30 at night on Sunday when an eruption began
summit. End of the weekend, you go to bed, you're
right,
like, oh, it's Monday
morning.
Right. The volcano erupts in the backyard.
Although volcanic eruptions in Hawaii rarely produce casualties, property damage due to inundation by lava is common and a costly hazard, obviously. Hawaiian-type eruptions usually produce extremely slow-moving flows that advance at a walking pace, presenting little danger to human life.
Oh, yeah.
But this is not strictly the case. Earlier eruptions have overrun villages and major highways.
And well, if you were over there, and you know, usually it goes off every, five, 6 years, whatever like that, and then this one goes 38 years.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you then be going,
a big one.
When it does go.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You would think, right?
Yeah, you would think.
So since 2013, researchers have been sent to the slopes of Mauna Loa to simulate life on Mars.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's called the Hawaii Space Exploration Analog and Simulation, or High Seas.
If Mars is like Hawaii, then maybe I'll go.
Yeah. So it's located on an isolated position on the slopes of the Mauna Loa volcano, which was chosen because the area has Mars-like features.
Oh.
Apparently.
Which is nothing.
Right. Just, right.
It has oxygen, though.
Right.
It's different.
So the facility consists of a dome, which has an internal two-story open layout with a diameter of about 36 feet. Missions last from 4 months to a year.
Oh.
And the purpose of the detailed research studies is to determine what is required to keep a space flight crew happy and healthy during an extended mission to Mars and while living on Mars.
Oh.
So research into food, crew dynamics, behaviors, roles, and performance, and other aspects of space flight and a mission on Mars itself is the primary focus.
Okay.
So I saw pictures of it. It's just kind of like a white dome just kind of there on the side of the volcano, and there's like people in astronaut suits outside.
Are you familiar?
So that would be alarming if you just walked up on that and didn't know it was there.
Yeah,
you know,
like, where am I?
See people outside in astronaut suits.
What happened? Yeah. Aliens are here. You picked out a record to go along with the Mauna Loa volcano and eruption and stuff.
Yeah, so I thought we would play Ring of Fire by Johnny Cash.
Yes, they're all singing this over in Hawaii today. Sarah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Oh, it burns. Johnny Cash, Ring of Fire. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that song here on Legends?
Because we were talking about the Mauna Loa volcano in Hawaii, which is erupting for the first time in 38 years.
But everybody's okay because it erupts at walking pace.
Apparently. So but I think it can also cause like earthquakes and things like that.
Oh, okay.
Like farther away or something. Right, well, and I think there's also a neighboring volcano that's now erupting.
Oh, geez.
So.
All right.
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
monkey see, monkey do.
Right.
Well, we wish them all the best in Hawaii.
Yeah.
It's been a beautiful state. I hope it lasts. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. You ready?
Ready.
Go.
Okay, Mauna Loa is the largest active volcano on Earth.
It has likely been erupting for for at least 700,000 years.
And it is being used by researchers to simulate life on Mars.
And you showed me a picture of this fella in a space suit, just like a regular guy, like the guy, you know, who planted the flag up on the moon, like a Neil Armstrong suit, just walking around the side of
this volcano.
Yeah. And then the dome you mentioned looks like a little Epcot, like a little, like the top half of the golf ball.
Yeah, like a little igloo type thing.
A weird thing.
Yeah.
And you said that if you're a tourist over in Hawaii, you could probably just walk up the side of this volcano and
I guess you could. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, it's a great photo op. If you did, you'd put that on the Instagram.
You sure would.
You'd put that on your Facebook for sure. Mm-hmm. Folks want to learn more about Mauna Loa. Where do they go, Sarah? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my wiki blog if you go to legends1027.com. On the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
It is all up there for sure. All right. Thanks so much for coming in.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. I think you're done for the day. Back again tomorrow, 4:10.
Absolutely.
With a brand new episode.
Yes.
Looking forward to that. We've got Suzanne Vega on the way. We'll do ABBA, some Supertramp. We'll check traffic. We've got Melanie Sands in for Ed Smith once again next on Legends 102.7. If you're looking for a place to dine where you're going to feel pampered, you're going to feel warm, it's going to feel cozy, I'm going to recommend to you Grinnell's. It's over on Monroe Avenue near 12 Corners.